the Patriots Beat Newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. This is Michael Longy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Tempers ran high at the second day of joint practices between the Patriots and the Chicago Bears on Tuesday, with several scuffles breaking out over the course of the morning. One day after Malcolm Butler and Alshon Jeffrey were kicked out of practice after fighting on a play, Patriots center Brian Stork got in the action when he was ejected for headbutting Bears linebacker John Timmu after a running play. Stork proceeded to then take several swings at other Bears players before getting kicked out of practice for the rest of the day. This is Stork's second ejection of the year, as he was also kicked out of practice for fighting with defensive tackle Woodrow Hamilton earlier during OTAs. Tempers also flared when Julian Edelman, back in his first team drill since injuring his foot last week, got knocked to the ground by Bears defensive back Harold Jones-Quartley several seconds after a play. Edelman, to that point, had been lighting up practice with several great catches and his impressive footwork throughout the course of the practice. Tight end Martellus Bennett also got into a heated shoving match with Bears linebacker Lamar Houston for the second day in a row. Star tight end Rob Gronkowski was not at practice on Tuesday, one day after taking himself out of practice after coming up limping while running a route. Despite his absence, Mike Reese of ESPN reports that Gronkowski's injury is not believed to be serious. Other players missing from practice on Tuesday were running backs Brandon Bolden and Deion Lewis, linebacker Shea McClellan, offensive guard Jonathan Cooper, offensive tackle Sebastian Vollmer, and defensive end Jabal Sheard. On a brighter note, wide receiver Danny Amendola and offensive guard Trey Jackson, who are both currently on the physically unable to perform list, were both on the field without pads for practice. Also on the field without pads was safety net Nate Ebner, who is back up with the team following his play with the U.S. Men's Rugby Sevens team at the Rio Olympics. The Patriots and Bears have one more day of joint practices on Wednesday morning before playing preseason game number 2 at Gillette Stadium on Thursday night. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champions, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.